Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
803 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All of a sudden, everybody, the phone was ringing off the hook. What happened, RJ? People are, they want.
What did you do this weekend to deserve jail time?
No.
Call in.
That's not, no.
Oh.
No,
the new
no,
segment?
No, no.
Mason wants to know when his segment's coming called Let Them Cook.
Should we let people cook, see how it goes?
We should, although Mason, if you're listening, you should be able to do the first. But we need to get something where we go. And he said, is there something on TikTok, I guess, where people say, where this guy had a video where he said, let him cook. And so you might want to look for that. Let him cook. See if there's some video. So,
that we after they give their hot take, then we can
let him cook. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like a big. So if you've got a hot take like Lance's son Mason,
yeah,
who
he's a hot take artist.
He thinks that which Dotson is better or somebody's better than
than
Justin Jefferson.
No, that Sebastian is the worst hot take.
Oh, okay.
Jalen Reagor is the best, might be the best receiver in the league, and he's being held down.
Okay.
By first the Eagles, now that Justin Jefferson is intentionally holding him down with Minnesota. Uh-oh. Like, he believes this. Mason's new hot take is that, I hate to even say it because I don't know he'll want to do it, but Mason's hot take is he believes that the NBA will cheat again, and Mason's also a little bit of a conspiracy theorist with sports. Mm-hmm. He believes that the NBA will make sure Wemby gets to the Rockets because the Rockets have the biggest fan base, and they have
the best
chance. Because we have all the worst.
We got some polls by NBA players that we're going to get to.
Well, I said biggest.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. We got a couple of things that we need to get to. But first, we got guys that want to get in here and talk. GT wants to get in here and talk about the NFL draft. What do you say, GT?
Yes. There was a video analysis by somebody at The Athletic about Bryce Young, and it was a negative one. It basically said that he takes an extra step back so he can see over the line of scrimmage, and that extra 2 steps backwards causes him to deliver the ball late. That won't work in the NFL. Did y'all see that video?
I did not.
No.
Did not.
Who is it?
Who
video?
Put it out? GT left us, so.
Did he say who put the video out?
He didn't say who put it out.
Okay. Can't really comment on what I haven't seen.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
timing,
know.
Timing and footwork can be worked on for quarterbacks. Now, it's not always corrected,
so
it can be worked on.
7-step drops were common before in the NFL. Common.
Wild when you think of how much territory a tackle has to cover to try to keep a quarterback protected.
And now, not so much.
No.
But if he's got to take a step further back to see over the line, then, although he really didn't have a problem at Alabama.
Well, but he got outside of it. Well, so it is a concern. I noticed his launch point is higher, so the ball comes out a little higher. So you can't throw the same rocket. So you want to see how one of the things you check for is how does a quarterback throw between the hashes in the middle of the field. So there's two things that I think will be interesting to people. quarterbacks, teams look for drop points on quarterbacks, because if a quarterback drops beyond the 5 yards, then the pocket now is, it extends further back, and tackles don't even realize they have to protect even wider. So quarterbacks who drift too far back put too much pressure on our offensive line, and they may take sacks, and people may not realize that's on the quarterback. His pocket drop was, you know, a half a step too. Like Ben Roethlisberger used to give my dad's offensive lines fits because he would drop an extra half a yard back with his steps. He didn't keep it at 5 yards.
And I wonder, yeah, and it's that's awfully important for the offensive lineman to know where he is, as opposed to, you know, just running, you know, doing stuff on your own. But a point of emphasis this past season, I think more than we've seen, was guys putting up their hands and actually trying to hit the quarterback's hand as he was throwing the ball, which caused Dak to be injured. We saw this more.
Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has an injury that's a pitching injury. You don't usually see it in football. He had to have surgery. That's why Trey Lance, I don't think, gets traded, because you got to have a quarterback
there. And I could certainly see every defensive lineman, if I can't get to Bryce, I'm putting.
We always want to try to hit the ball out of the hand. Yes. But, yeah, if you can stop the throwing motion. Well, it's not about trying to injure
not
him.
Not only stop the throwing motion, but give him zero visibility.
Let me check his batted passes.
As short as he is, there is a good chance that this is a prop. This is a real problem.
Now, he
played an SEC schedule against big defensive linemen. And he had big offensive linemen at Alabama. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, it's...
But these are bigger, faster, and better.
They are better. They are better.
And he won't necessarily have the best offensive line every time out, although he didn't at Alabama this year. People kind of forget that. Bryce Young actually did not have a lot of stuff around him this year. You know, Tua had for comparisons to Tua had a wealth of riches. Tackle, running back, wide receivers, everything. Brooks is there. Like, this is not this wealth of riches for an offensive line or skill position for.
Well, Gibbs was good, but what wide receiver? What's his best wide receiver?
I don't know. I have to look. I don't know the names of guys who aren't draftable. So, I mean, he had Brooks, number 70, dropped everything. So it can't be him.
Yeah. Let's get James in here, wants to talk about the draft as well. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
So, all right. So, I was listening to a podcast that you guys had a couple of days ago, and you guys made a comment that Chicago was one of the bottom of the league in receiving yards. And I'm trying to figure out, why would they trade the number one pick, and you had Bryce Young sitting there? I get the Windy City situation, the wind, and this, that. But Justin Fields is not that great to me. I mean, this dude set the record for the most rushing yards by a quarterback. I don't want my quarterback setting records for rushing. I want my quarterback throwing the ball. So, in my opinion, why did Chicago really get rid of that pick? I mean, I don't see Justin Fields getting any greater.
Well, did you see any good receivers that he had? I mean, one thing about trading that pick, they got DJ Moore. I think Justin Fields is going to be okay.
They want to see what happens with, because now you got
a couple weapons for
you got Claypool now, full year in the system, knows the terminology. You've got Justin, you've got DJ Moore, who's a number one wide receiver for him. You got this year's draft. They may draft an offensive lineman at 9 to help out on the offensive line. Like, I think they want to, before they move on from him. Now, I thought it's worth the conversation, James. You could say, man, if you moved Justin Fields, like, you could call the Texans, for example, at number you couldn't at number 2, you probably wouldn't have done that, but you could have potentially called the Texans, you could have called the Titans, you could have called the Raiders, you could have called any number of teams and said, hey, we got Justin Fields, what will you give for us? And you could have had your own quarterback at 1, maybe Bryce Young, but the Windy City thing does matter, as John mentioned, he lived there. And then the other thing was, you could have maybe looked at Bryce Young, and you could have had draft picks for Justin Fields. I thought that was worth our conversation. But I think ultimately the Bears want to see what they have with Justin Fields. Is he a good passer right now? No, he's not. Is he a good runner? Yes. Is there value in running? Yes, there is, as long as you can balance it with passing. But I think he's also incomplete, because we haven't seen him, like you said, John. We haven't seen him with good receivers, and we haven't seen him with average receivers. So he needs to, you know, you got to get him a little bit more before we can really, he may not be the guy, but let's give him a third year and get with now with DJ Moore. Let's see what happens. I mean, Jalen Hurts runs plenty, and Jalen Hurts got to a Super Bowl. So I'm not going to say because a guy runs, you know, but he's not a good enough passer. To James's point, he's right. He's not a good enough passer yet. But what happens now when he gets some better weapons?
Yeah. I mean, he had no weapons. None. Zero.
Maybe he's a better passer. He's going to be a better passer.
A piss-poor offensive line. No outside threats. I mean,
both can be true.
To me, James, I think you made the argument when you said, hey, look at their passing yards on outside. For outside receivers, they don't have any. They needed one, and they got one in DJ Moore. Plus, they got all kinds of picks. Other picks, too. So, I like the move by the Bears. I think it was a good move. And actually, I wouldn't have been minded if the Texans, but they weren't going to, if the Texans had given up so much, if they gave up another first rounder to move up one spot, that would have been just crushing.
Quarterback, like would you rather have a mobile? Of course, it's not really fair to just have to have, you know, examples of quarterbacks and not put names to it. But would you rather have a true dual threat quarterback like Jalen Hurts? Or would you, because now I'm saying a name, Jalen Hurts.
Well, he's a dual threat because he can throw. Usually dual threat means that's all he can do is run.
Yeah, or Mason, you want to let Mason cook?
We've got to do it on the other
side. Mason, I don't know if you're going to school, but you're going to have to wait in your class.
You got to wait for a second here.
Okay, Mason, I see you, Mason.
Did you find
my
it?
My son wants to cook.
Mason's going to cook
on
the other side.
He's going
to cook. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
On the other side. And if you want to cook, if you got a hot take, 713-780.
We'll let you cook.
Yeah, we'll let you cook. Let's go. Right now, though, we'll let you siding and window.
Allstate window. We're not letting you do it, but we're letting you make the phone call. 832-204-1936. I'll mention it again here in a second. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Right now, the window jobs, they've got big discounts on windows and siding. You can call them for more information, but make sure you tell them you listen to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, because that's how you're going to get the offer. You have to, you know, tell them that you listen to Lance Zierlein for this. But did you know that window jobs can help your efficiency up to 40%? 40% efficiency on energy efficiency with new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're made here in Texas, the windows are. They're made for Texas weather. Double pane, double strength. They're retrofit into the cut of your window. And they're installed properly. That's another really big deal. They get the installation done properly, including no glass breakage. But new windows make a huge difference on energy efficiency. Not just that, but also keeping dust out of your home, keeping the noise at bay, adding more safety. And we haven't even gotten into the curb appeal of new siding. Dilapidated wood looks terrible. You have to paint it. You have to repair it. How about new siding that's going to last and last and last and isn't going to require those other things that I just mentioned? It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Call 832-204-1936.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to start a new segment. Well, it doesn't have to be a segment. You can, at any time, you got to tell us that you want to cook. You want to cook. So Mason brought this up. Mason, Lance's son, who is
a
hot take expert.
Sebastian has the hottest takes, but Mason is also a hot take expert. And Mason yesterday said they prayed on my downfall. They prayed on my downfall. They wrote me off, but I didn't write back when he tested negative for a COVID test. That's what Geno Smith said. Mm-hmm. They wrote me off, but I didn't write back. They prayed on my downfall. I don't know where that came from. No one's praying on your downfall. You just tested negative. Your friend Teddy or your friend has it and you don't. So congratulations.
So, yeah.
No one was praying on your downfall, Mason. All right, he wants to cook. So you want to let him cook?
Yeah.
I don't know what his hot take is going to be, but right now we can
Let's see. RJ, we're going to let him cook.
Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Let him cook now. Let him cook.
Okay.
Let him cook.
All right. Here we go, Mason.
Let's say, Mason, cook.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, Mason.
Yeah. Do you want to hear my hot take?
Yes. We're letting you cook. Cook.
Go, cook.
All right. So my take is that Victor Wembanyama should not be the number one pick, and it should be Scoot Henderson.
Hmm.
Why?
Because Scoot's a grown man. Victor Wembanyama is too small for the NBA. He's too skinny. You see what different players in France are doing to him. What if he goes up against Giannis or Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
I said let him cook!
All right.
All right. That's, he cooked.
That's cooking.
That is. That's a hot that's take.
That is.
It's no one in the NBA is going to listen to you, but that's a hot take.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero people.
And my kids do nothing but come up with hot takes.
They're hot take.
On a regular
oh my goodness.
Basis.
They are hot take experts.
You know what?
No one in the NBA is going to take your advice, though. Just
I
so
bet
you know.
SMU. Yeah, SMU Sonny wants to cook.
He wants to cook.
SMU Sonny.
I said, let him cook.
Yeah, I've been sitting on this take for a while, just waiting for a good time to cook. Everybody dogs J.R. Smith for dribbling out the ball when they thought they had the lead. But go back and look at the tape. LeBron's greatest moment in his career, JR runs down Iguodala, makes him double clutch, and LeBron gets the block. So shout out JR Smith, shout out Bab, good Ranger report, we need him back on, and shout out to Dallas, Arlington Renegades Sunday, let's get this dub.
Let him cook!
All right. So Sonny was cooking there.
Sonny was cooking. Yeah.
Now Sonny was cooking. That was cooking.
Sonny was almost out of breath cooking so much.
No,
I mean, that's when you're cooking that hard and you're out of breath, okay, that means
that's
you're
when
cooking.
You know you got after it.
713-780-3776.
Anytime you want to cook, you just tell.
You just
all you got to do is let RJ know, and we will let you cook.
I want to cook, and RJ will start it up.
We should try it with Gilbert. If Gilbert calls in, we should tell Gilbert.
We need a hot take.
If Gilbert calls in.
Are you worried about him? I'm a little concerned.
Not that much. Look at this now. This is the new site. You know, people don't want to talk just necessarily sports. They want to be able to do let him cook and also what did you learn this weekend? That's the thing. Now we can wait because Troy wants to talk Astros.
All right. You got a hot take on the Astros, Troy?
Well, maybe he just wants to talk about Astros.
Well, okay, but maybe he's got a hot take.
Well, if he thinks it is.
I wasn't calling in for a hot take, but with Lance McCullers' track record of injuries, 2 years, and correct me if I'm wrong, but 2 years, $45 million. $45 million doesn't sound too bad to have a Cy Young winner stick around. And anybody that said, "Well, we don't know what his shoulder's going to be like in that second year of that contract," what has he done for anybody to think he's not going to be a dominant pitcher for 3 or 4 more years? I'll hang up and listen.
I said, let him cook.
He was cooking.
His hot take is you should have paid, first of all, Verlander's making $43 per year.
I think Michael wants to
sponsor. $86 million for 2 years.
I think Pete Fine Meats wants to sponsor this. Michael's like, what do you guys want to cook?
No.
We should have Michael from Pete's Fine Meats sponsor
Let him cook. Yeah.
Whoever has the best.
Yes.
We should absolutely do that. You know who won? Mason won. So Mason will get 4 tomahawks.
No, Mason.
Huh, what?
Mason's not getting 4 tomahawks. Huh, that's your son.
Oh. Well, I can't help it if he won.
Well, one thing.
Actually, Mason didn't win. Mason didn't come with that energy. If you want to try to win, let him cook, which is actually not a contest right now.
So far, SMU Sonny brought it because he ran out of breath. Okay.
Yeah.
But now, he had all kinds of Dallas
takes.
But
Troy was cooking, too. He didn't even come in trying to cook.
No, but.
And he cooked.
Well. But there's some flaws in Troy's argument there. So what he's saying is, why didn't you keep Verlander for $86 million for 2 years when there's absolutely no reason to think he won't be great for another 3 years, except one small thing?
Yeah.
He hasn't pitched this year.
What? I thought you said.
Wait, I thought you said he was going to be okay.
Injured.
Yeah. So he hasn't pitched yet. Are we sure he's going to be worth that $43 this year and $43 next year? Are we certain of that?
We don't know for sure, no.
No.
Older players versus injury, when it pops up, it pops up.
Yeah. And so, and oh, by the way, he missed all but six innings for 2 years with the Astros. All but six
innings.
No,
what Troy said has merit to it, but that's a lot of money for a guy who keeps getting older, and then you're going to have to, and you knew you're going to have to pay Yordan, you knew you're going to have to pay Fromber. I mean, it was tactical, and they're loaded at pitcher. Jake, what's up, Jake?
All right, fellas. So if we trusted that Joel Embiid process, don't hesitate to trust the Zion process. I guarantee you he'll win more MVPs than Joel Embiid.
Zion's going to win more MVPs than Joel Embiid.
Wow.
Joel's about to win one.
Yeah. That fits.
That's a hot take,
especially since, you know, there's another guy that's never on the court.
Damn.
Ever.
That's
going to be hard to win all those MVPs from, you know, when he's eating beignets.
Mason just said, that's a W take.
That's a winning take right now.
Mason loved that take because he's always caping for Zion. Like, I have to fight with him about Zion all the time.
Okay. Well, if he's going to – is it the beignet eating contest he's going to win?
I don't know, but Mason's like, that was a winning take right there. He got a W on that one.
Let's get underrated mess. You got a hot take, underrated?
I said let him cook!
Yeah, MLB and the umpires just swept it under the rug about Domingo Herman's hands so we could forget about old Aaron Judge juice balls.
Okay.
I said let
Yeah, Herman was accused of cheating the other night.
Uh-huh.
And they just let him get
just go wash your hand off. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, and he didn't.
Like, what do you mean wash your hand off? If you catch somebody, they're out.
And then it was like, hey.
And then I saw Yankees fans saying, not Yankees fans, but who is it complaining about? They were doing a comparison of two players where one guy got in trouble last year and got thrown out, and then you have Hernandez is like, oh, well, it could have just been rosin. You guys don't know. Could have just been rosin. I can't remember who it was, but there was a comparison about, interesting that different players get different rules. Right. Different teams have different rules.
Rusty, you ready to cook, Rusty?
I said let him cook!
Okay, so for dinner, I'm thinking either a sous vide 44 Farms ribeye, but instead of butter, I'm going to use avocado in my mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
That's a hot take.
Gotta let him cook.
I said let
avocado mashed potatoes. That's interesting.
I like butter.
I think it's good. I would go butter. I would go butter, but avocado mashed potatoes is probably pretty good.
They'd be greenish.
Yeah, it's going to look different. Maybe you just do that for St. Patrick's Day.
I bet
it's good, though.
You want to eat green mashed potatoes?
Yeah, but I bet it's good. It's buttery. It's got the good kind of fat, as they call it.
Here's my hot take. Avocados, overrated. Let John cook!
Let him cook!
Wow.
Overrated.
Overrated avocados?
Overrated. Because, they get moldy real fast. And then
you gotta use them.
You never use the whole thing. You're like, it's too much. I don't want all this avocado.
No, you have to. You know what can keep it from getting brown and oxidized? Yeah, but if you scrape that first layer off, you're fine. But you know what can keep it from it? A little bit of lime juice. A little bit of that acidity. Yeah. You put that on there, it'll stay green.
Yeah, great. I'm not doing all that. Let's get Robert.
Too long. Didn't
let. It's too much. Robert, let's let him cook.
I said let him cook.
Yeah, man, Joe Blink is trash at basketball. I dropped 10 points, 10 rebounds on him last week, and he's built like a Lego.
Woo!
I said let him cook!
Dang.
Dropping dimes on him.
Man, put him out there for the world.
Those aren't really dimes, but they're 10, so it's 10 dimes. So,
Yeah.
He dropping. Oh, Joel, did you hear that?
He just put a tenner on him.
Oh, he was cooking.
Joel, he cooked on you.
He was cooking with fire on you, Joel.
You going to let that man cook like that on you, Joel?
Oh, my.
Joel will call in immediately.
Oh, no. I know he will. Charles. Let's get Charles in.
Last call for let them cook.
I said let him cook.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to put this out there. I can't be the only one that wants it. We need to bring back male golfer, female golfer, and food. Thanks.
Let them cook now. Let them cook. What does Wendy think?
It's bold.
What does Wendy think?
Wendy thinks that we'll get everyone fired.
That's what Wendy thinks. Why is your voice so soft? Why are you whispering?
Because they can't be doing that. We got the Chevron Championship here.
Yeah.
That's all female golfers.
Yeah, that's right.
All female golfers.
No.
There ain't no food.
No food.
No no male golfers.
Be food there,
it's
I'm
the
sure.
Chevron Championship.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't want to quit yet. Let's get the
Jeff. Okay, go ahead.
Jeff. Let's let Jeff cook.
Cook, Jeff.
I said let him cook.
Yeah, Draymond Green will be on the WWE roster post-NBA retirement.
Okay. I don't know that that's a really
hot take.
You got to do one where it just says, let him cook. You have to have one when it's not super hot.
Yeah, that
you
got to
use one of the other ones that the guy has. Not that you can edit this literally on the, you know,
no, right.
at but the very could, second. But
you got to like figure out if it's a really hot take, that one.
Yeah, we got three different kinds, right?
Yeah.
You got
let him cook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let him cook.
What's the one
now?
Before
that?
But
what's
if it's
the first
let
one?
Cook. What's
the first one?
Let him cook.
Okay, that's what's the second one? What's second one?
Let him cook now.
Let him cook now.
And then there's finally.
I said.
Let him cook.
Oh, we got four different ones.
Four.
RJ, then we're going to leave it up to you
yeah.
from now on.
You got to figure out, is that
unless
a
you
hot
see us
take?
Go one, two, three, or four. Is there's it, four levels of cooking.
Cold, medium, super medium.
Medium well.
Medium.
Well done. Super medium. How many sizes are there?
Or
and then Raheel size shirt where it's schmedium.
Yeah, that's a schmedium. When Raheel, yeah, every shirt he wears. Last one is Ben. Let's let Ben cook.
Yeah, this is Lance. Yeah. I just wanted to say Jeff Passan is much better at his job than Lance is.
Ooh. Let him cook.
Fire
who did
take.
He say?
He said Jeff Passan is better at his job than you are.
Boy.
Whoa. Fire. It's fire. Who you is?
I said let him cook.
You think Joel got it?
Wow.
You just
that
got
that was the worst take ever.
That's the hottest facial I've ever seen.
What?
What?
Facial. I've seen warmer.
That was a hot. That was on fire. I mean, you know what? I think you ought to call the Morley Law Firm. That's how badly burnt you got, okay? If you are injured in any way, shape, or form, if you have issues with a hospital, with a doctor, if you have issues with an insurance company, I need you to call to the Morley Law Firm. Make the call Morley Law. They are the best. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get out of any issue that you're having right now. They will give you a free consultation. In a lot of instances, if you got a civil suit, okay, somebody is suing you or you are suing somebody, then in a lot of instances, unless you get paid, they don't get paid, okay? So you don't have to, a lot of times, no money's coming out. Now, you got a criminal case, you're going to have to pay. That's a problem. You got a problem there, okay? But it's better than spending time in prison. It's better than, you know, I don't know. Listen, if you did it and the facts are the facts, there still is a possibility that you won't do that much time. Let the experts at the Morley Law Firm handle your case, represent you to the best of their ability, and get the best outcome that you can have. All you got to do is make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Marcus from Orleans Seafood was supposed to deliver us food this week. We're on location tomorrow and Friday. You're gone Friday. And he said, oh,
I have to leave tomorrow right after the show to fly to Alabama to see my son.
Yeah. And Marcus just screwed us again.
Man.
That's what he does.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nice
that
job,
is a
Marcus.
Heartbreaking thing that just happened.
Maybe we'll give you a chance next week. Maybe. Maybe we'll let you make up for it with us next week by bringing us food.
Maybe we'll let you make up for it, sis.
Where are y'all in location? The Woodlands at the Chevron Championship, which, by the way, we're giving away two tickets to the Chevron Championship. All the world's best LPGA players competing this year at the Nicholas Course at Carlton Woods as this major comes here to Houston at exactly 8:40. Caller number four is going to win two tickets to the Chevron Championship. This year's tournament tees off tomorrow. Actually, goes through April 23rd. For tickets and more information, visit thechevronchampionship.com, thechevronchampionship.com. We're going to be broadcasting live there, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. And so we are going to be – I'll be out there. I'm going to hang out. I want to hang out and watch them play. They are really good. Those people are really good at golf. They are really, really good at golf. So it's
who's those people?
The female golfers.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not me, so it's them.
It's those people.
Those people. Yes, that's right. Those people. I like to
say –
what
time?
If you're not me, you are those people.
He wants to know what time.
What time what? Oh, I said 8:40. 8:40.
Oh. It's right up here, right coming up quick.
Right.
I've got some interesting stats. I pulled up Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Hendon Hooker, Bryce Young, and Will Levis. Because the caller before was talking about potentially having a lot of batted passes. Bryce Young only allowed two batted passes this year. Now he had seven in 2021, which is high. Only two this year. The numbers this year, Stroud three, Anthony Richardson three, Hooker three, Bryce Young two, Will Levis five. In terms of batted passes just this year. This one is kind of curious to me. Passes broken up, where a defensive back is able to break up a pass. Bryce Young, who had over 400 pass attempts, allowed 20. Hendon Hooker allowed 20. Will Levis, 22. Now, he had the highest number of sideways throws also, so those aren't going to get it broken up very much. 25 for Richardson and 32 for C.J. Stroud. 32 is a little high, which would also potentially mean, you know, if you're extrapolating, you say, well, maybe he wasn't throwing on time. Maybe he wasn't processing the windows quickly to throw to, you know, which is would get to the S2 if you want to. 32 pass breakups to 20 for Bryce Young, despite the fact that Bryce had lesser receivers and they threw about the same number of passes. That's a little surprising to me. Other numbers that might interest you. Will Levis, his passing yards, only 43.4% of his yards came in the air. 58% came after the catch. That is really high. C.J. Stroud has the highest number of air yards. C.J. Stroud had the highest number of air yards out of those guys. No, Hendon Hooker did, 62%. But he's got a lot of Jalen Hyatt long touchdown passes. 61% Anthony Richardson, who throws deep balls. C.J. Stroud, 60. And then Bryce Young, 57. Once again, Will Levis, 43% of his passes were in the – his pass yardage came in the air. Bryce Young is next at 57. That's astonishing. Yard after catch, 58% of Will Levis after the catch. The lowest is Hendon Hooker, 39% after the catch, since he was 62%. Average depth of target, Will Levis, 9.1 on the low end. On the high end, Hendon Hooker, 12. I mean, that should not surprise you. And then Anthony Richardson, it kind of follows along with what we had talked about. Sacks, C.J. Stroud was sacked 15 times, Anthony Richardson 14, which is pretty impressive for a quarterback that scrambles a lot. To be sacked only 14 times, that's pretty good. And he gets rid of the football. Hendon Hooker, 29, is a little bit high. 19 for Bryce Young, not bad. Will Levis, 37. And then finally, drops. Now, drop percentage, you know, it depends on, you know, your drop percentage is going to depend on how many times you threw the ball also. But Levis had 15 drops, Bryce Young, 22. And Bryce Young throws a catchable ball. He had a wide receiver that had a ton of drops. Hendon Hooker, 18. Only 15 for Richardson and 17 for Stroud. So, Some interesting stats. I'm looking at Pro Football Focus. They have something called turnover-worthy passes that I think is a good stat. They have big-time throws, which I don't think is a good stat. I don't care because a lot of times it's just you're throwing one-on-one deep against coverage. That, to me, that's not what I consider a big-time throw. But the turnover-worthy passes is always a pretty interesting number, interesting stat. Will Levis, 13 turnover-worthy passes for a 3.6%. The next highest is actually tied for with him is C.J. Stroud. Stroud and Levis had the highest number of turnover-worthy passes.
No.
And the lowest is Hendon Hooker at 1.1. Then comes Bryce Young at 2.0. And then comes Anthony Richardson at 3.3. That's the thing with C.J. Stroud is when you watch tape, he gets, you know, he had a lot of passes broken up, has a lot of turnover-worthy passes. It's not super clean for C.J. Stroud all the time on tape. It really isn't. His tape in general versus Bryce Young, it's clearly Bryce Young. It's just that one Georgia game against a really good team in a really big moment where you say, if this is who he could be, we got to think about it.
Yep.
But I don't think if he didn't have that game, there's no way there would be even be a consideration of him. Now, it'd still be a consideration of him at two, and I still think there's a chance he goes two. Yeah. I wouldn't just completely write it off. I know a lot of people have written it off. I don't think they're going to go Bryce at two, but I do think the owners, if they want him, they'll go two. And if D'Amico Ryan says, you know what, let's get a quarterback there and let's try to trade back up for a defense player. What if they go quarterback at two and they try to move up from 12 to number six and get a quarterback, or to number five and Seattle may trade out and get a quarterback? What if they do that?
Yeah.
What if they trade to three? I wouldn't hate that.
Ooh.
Get your favorite defensive player. From 12 to 3,
what do you got to give up?
It's going to be expensive. It'll be your first next year.
Yeah. Yes. Or more.
Well, it'll be at least your first next year.
Second to three. I mean, 12 to 3, that's nine spots moving up to get.
Yeah, you're right. That's more than one typically.
That's more than one.
Would you want to do that to get a quarterback that you have as your second quarterback and to get your number one defensive player? I don't think I would.
No.
I don't think
I would. All right. When we come back,
did I just cook?
What?
I may have just cooked.
I think cooked. I think you did. You just cooked.
I may have been cooking.
We let him cook. Well, you were burned though in the last one by Jeff Passan. So I thought Joel got burned, but man, you were third degrees. Holy crap!
Stop.
Jeff Passan destroyed you.
Let him cook now.
When we come back, ranking. All major sports teams in this country. Where do our teams fall?
Okay, you'll have to quantify what that means when we come back.
When we come back, but right now, it's easy to quantify what Doc Linville means to this city. He's like a superhero, right? I mean, because he can move hair from the side and the back of your head to the top of your head. This is like magic. He would have been burned at the stake. Okay. In the 1700s, right? Because he's a magician. He moved the hair from the back and side of your head to the top of your head so that you're not bald anymore. Holy crap. That is unbelievable. This is happening every single time. And, you know, I see the other ones and I see ads on the television and it has that doll hair look. That doesn't happen with Doc Linville. It doesn't happen. I'm telling you, they don't. That doll hair look does not happen. It's just awesome. It's the best way to go about this. The Neil Grafton, because he's got an anesthesia the last 3 days now. It's actually not painful anyway. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And in 8 months, you got hair again. The amount of success, his success rate is unbelievable. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair again. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, there's a poll out. Well, first let's do the NBA players poll. So, the Athletic polled NBA players and asked them a few different questions. One, you're building a roster from scratch. Who are you going to sign first? Who do you think that NBA players chose? In an overwhelming landslide.
Giannis. Yeah. Yeah. So I would pick.
Over 50%. 52.4%.
Wow, that's really
high. That's a lot. The next highest was Joker at 8.7, then Luka at 6.3.
And then Embiid was fourth?
Curry was fourth, Embiid fifth.
That's got to be
Jason Tatum.
That's got to be guys who just don't like Embiid. Why would you put Embiid there behind Curry?
And then LeBron, Ja, Kevin Durant. But other, getting one vote, so one guy chose Alperen Şengün.
Yeah, probably Paul George.
Probably Alperen
Paul
Şengün.
George literally loves Alperen Şengün.
He does. He does love him. Some
yeah, it could have been a Rocket. It could have been Alperen.
It could have been Alperen.
I would pick me.
I would have picked me. If you asked me, it would be me. Pick me. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you least want to play for? Another landslide.
Coach you'd least like to play for? I mean, is this Silas?
Silas finished second.
For least like
to? And this is this guy is the exact opposite of Steven Silas.
Yeah. Tibbs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tibbs had 43.6%. Steven Silas, 14.5%.
Because the concern is probably Steven is not a serious man.
Steven is, well, I mean.
You are not serious people.
Yeah.
Remember that? When Logan Roy hit them with, I love you. But you are not serious people.
Serious people.
That's one we probably don't have, too.
Yeah. So now, this is a totally different thing. I don't even know what company this is, but they rank, and they do this every year. They did it a year ago. Rank all of the 124 professional sports organizations in basketball, football, baseball, and hockey.
What do you mean by rank them?
Rank them as far as productivity, championships, wins, just all together goodness, all together greatness, or stinkiness, in which is the case of which organization do you think is the worst organization in all of sports in America?
Do I have to do hockey, too?
It's hockey, too, yeah.
I don't know. The Carolina Truckers?
There's no such thing as that. But the second to worst
evil
team.
Evil Snakes. Nashville Evil Snakes.
Arizona Coyotes.
Okay.
Were second to last.
Okay.
But a basketball team.
Okay, let's do non-NHL. So non-NHL, I'd say basketball.
Basketball.
Would be,
there's a basketball team that is the stinkiest over. But this is over a five-year period? Maybe 5 or 6 year period. Maybe even a decade. This is not just this year.
It's not
so
Spurs.
It's surprising a little bit.
It can't be Spurs, Cavs.
No.
It's not Rockets?
It's the Kings.
Oh, wow. I would never have come up with that because of the
recency. Well, this is their first playoff run in forever.
Yeah, but they've been stinky, but we've been really kind of specially stinky.
Yeah. No. Well, guess where we finished?
Where?
Actually, very surprising, 82nd. The Rockets were 82nd.
Well, so if it's not the last 3 years, Rockets do deserve to be a lot
higher.
Yeah, if it's
5 years, the Rockets
are
going to
be. Yeah, it complicates.
Right, it does.
They did have wins.
But still, and listen, I was talking with somebody in the Rockets organization the other day. I said, look at this team. Do you think that they're talking about Jaylen Brown going? Listen, Bill Simmons and Brian Windhorst were talking about this on the podcast. Do you think you're talking about Jaylen Brown going to Orlando or Detroit? No, they're not talking about that because there's no chance. The Rockets have been the worst organization over the last 3 years in the NBA, and yet they still get the love.
Well, they still have juice because they've won.
They've been a winning.
They're not known as a loser organization.
No.
Everyone knows James' time expired.
Despite the last 3 years.
Yeah. And I don't think people look at Jaylen and Şengün. They don't look at it as a talentless team.
No. And with the possibility of the top pick, with the possibility of a really good coach,
there's going to be money available.
$72 million. That enough? Is that enough for somebody?
No, the Rockets are not a hopeless organization.
No, so that they finished 82nd.
So the Texans,
where do you think?
I'm going to go lower.
Okay,
we'll play Card Sharks.
Good.
Lower.
Out of 124,
I'm going to say 116.
101.
Wow, higher than I would have thought.
Well, then it hasn't been a completely trash organization
either. It was the same as the Rockets. They were in the playoffs losing to Kansas City after a big lead just would have been 4 years ago.
So, okay, now we have one more organization here.
The Astros are going to be, I mean, they should be in the top 10. 8.
Higher.
4.
Correct. It goes Golden State, Tampa Bay Lightning, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Now, and this is what I've been saying. They're the Chiefs. They've won 2 titles. They get there every year. Tampa has won 2 titles and was in the 3rd championship series over the last 3 years. So they've been, Golden State has gone on a run, has been tremendous over this last decade or close to a decade now. But the Astros in the World Series every year. It goes Golden State, Tampa Bay Lightning, Kansas City Chiefs, Houston Astros, Los Angeles Dodgers. For some reason, the Dodgers are there. They don't do anything ever. They've won 1 title. They blow. The Atlanta Braves, the Los Angeles Rams are 7th, which I don't understand. But they got a new stadium, and won a title, though.
New stadium, okay.
They won a title, though. It's so funny.
The Rams shouldn't be 7th.
The Wheelhouse Boys were talking about this. Did you know the Rams were heading into mini camps and whatnot? Or, you know, we got the draft coming up. They don't have a kicker on the roster. They don't have a punter on the roster. They don't have a snapper on the roster. They don't have any.
Well, you can find veterans, but no wonder. I was looking at team needs, and they had Rams that said special teams. Oh. And I didn't pay. You know, I'm trying to put together all my special. You know, I'm trying to put together draft picks for the first 3 rounds, which is not going to be kicker, punter, or long snapper in this draft in the top 3. But that makes sense why that's a must-have. They're going to have to draft. And they've given away all their draft picks, so I don't know how many picks the Rams have.
They don't care about that. You know what they say? F them picks.
They're probably not going to say it as much now.
No, probably. They probably wish we had a couple.
That'd yeah, but great. No, but they wish they won a Super Bowl, and they did. So it is what it is.
Golden State, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Houston Astros, Dodgers, Braves, Rams, Avalanche, Milwaukee Bucks, and the 10th best team organization in professional sports is the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills. So there you have it. That is a little, Sacramento is changing that right now, up to nothing, aren't they?
Those are fair ratings.
Though. Yeah, they are. It goes Sacramento's the worst, then the Coyotes, then the Lions, then the Blackhawks, the Pirates, the Red Wings, the Hornets, the Magic, the Ottawa Senators, the Cincinnati Reds. Those are the worst organizations. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, your team, suck. So you got that. Sorry, RJ. All your teams. All the Lakers, the Jaguars, they all stink. Stinky teams. Hey, ESPN 97.5 is your home for the best draft coverage in the city. Wheelhouse is going to be live in Kansas City while we are going to be back here. We got a big, big, big draft party going on at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage next Thursday, Southwest Freeway. When you arrive at our draft party, make sure that you sign up for our mock draft contest so you can qualify to win a 75-inch TV, courtesy of Audio Visual Consultations, and a $50 gift card from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Our entire NFL draft coverage presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. Listen, maybe you just got up. How many times did you wake up last night, in the middle of the night, to have to go pee? You're having a problem starting, stopping? Are you having a problem emptying your bladder? If you are 40, 50, 60 years old, you could well have an enlarged prostate. Could well have that. If you do, if it's not cancerous, Doc Manavis is going to take a MRI. She's going to take an X-ray and an MRI, and she's going to see if it's enlarged, this is where you want to go. Listen, the way that they used to do the surgery for an enlarged prostate is like criminal. It should be criminal. Doc Manavis gives you an IV. It takes about 45 minutes. She wants you to wait around a half hour afterwards and then go about your life again. as opposed to an unbelievably excruciating operation that other doctors are performing. Don't do that. If your doctor says you have an enlarged prostate and you need an operation, hit the brakes and drive immediately to go see Doc Manavese. Or right now, go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.